Welcome back to another episode of the Broadcast Podcast, and today I believe is the 18th episode, or it might be the 20th, I'm not 100% sure, but all I do know is that in today's episode, I'm going to be going over the best counters for Edgar, just because Edgar was the new free brawler released a couple days ago, too, maybe. You need to know how to counter him, because everybody's playing him right now. So, yeah, let's hop straight into the episode. But real quick, let me tell you about Anchor. So, since we got that Anchor out of the way, now let's get into the episode. First, I would like to just go over some things about Edgar, so then maybe you guys could even find your own counters. First thing about Edgar is he's pretty good in Present Plunder, Brawl Ball. He's not so much good as in, like, Duos or Hot Zone. He's pretty good in Siege. I would say he's pretty good in Solos, but yeah, those are the modes. He counters Pipers and Brocks. He's actually not that bad in Bounty because of his charging super. He could get on top of the Pipers and Brocks when, as Primo, he doesn't have a charging super, so then he's just going to feed the other team stars. So, yeah, he's really good against other squishy brawlers. He's not so much good against tanks. He could do something about it, but he's not going to be too much good against tanks. Let's get right into the counters. So, for the first counter, it's going to be Edgar. So, Edgar is countering Edgar. This really doesn't make sense, but it does. Because if you're facing another Edgar, even if the other Edgar is like 3 power levels above you, if you just get all 3 attacks quicker than he does, which is pretty easy, then you're gonna win. Then you're gonna kill the other Edgar and like still have 1,000 health left because you're healing. That's how the Edgar counters Edgar. It's very odd, but yeah, that's gonna be that. Another brawler that counters Edgar is Gale. So Gale's a really good counter to Edgar, just because he could he'll chip off of him, he'll hit him with his main attack, and then he'll get his super, and by the time the Edgar charges up his super, you could either use that jump pad to do it, you could either have him slowed by the star power, or you could either blow him away, which that is really dominant against Edgar, because his only chance of killing anybody is right next to them, because he has the shortest range in the game, and that means that he really needs to do it. He really needs to get close. So, yeah, Gale just eliminates that. So, the next brawler is going to meet that. Be Max. Sorry for that. Max is going to be a really good brawler against Edgar just because of that gadget. And her movement speed, it's the same as Edgar's. When she uses her super, it's also increased. It's better than Edgar's, so she could run away. She could chip off of Edgar, especially with all 4 of her ammo. And then once the Edgar gets far, on top, because of the super, she could gadget away and then melt down the Edgar very quickly. She won't even usually need to use her super. She could if she wants to, but yeah, the Max, because it'll also get rid of one of Edgar's ammo, and then you could run away and then just chip him down, because Max has a really good burst damage, So yeah, like even if he gets one or two hits off of you, you're still gonna kill him. So yeah, Max is going to be an amazing counter for Edgar. So another counter is going to be, this one might be a little bit odd, but it's going to be Spike. So the reason why Spike's such a good counter is because he could like melt down the Edgar so quickly, and then like from far range, he's basically like a tank, except he could do it in far range. And then once the Edgar actually gets his super and jumps on the Spike, it's over for the Edgar, because he won't need to use his super. Maybe he could use that to heal up a bit, but he could kill the Edgar in two hits, or like even if it's three, he's still gonna beat him. Unless you're an AFK Spike, then you're almost 100% sure gonna beat the Edgar. So the next brawler is going to be Bull. So the reason why Bull is such a good brawler against Edgar is just because he could chase down the Edgar, and like even if the Edgar wants to fight, he could just demolish him in two attacks. That is very good, especially because of Bull's unload speed. Like maybe if it was a Primo unload speed, he wouldn't be as good, but it's so fast. It's really just boom and you're already loading or reloading. So yeah, Bull is gonna be really good in that. But also, even if he's at low health, he could use that gadget, and he could also chase down the Edgar with the Stomper, or like either gadget's really good, and he could run away with his super, and if the Edgar wants to jump on him for some reason, that means that Edgar is really not smart, he could just demolish him. So same thing for Daryl. Basically, for Jackie too. I'm not gonna go over all of them. Most of the tanks are gonna be pretty good. Even Primo, Rosa, they're gonna be pretty good. I'm not gonna go over all of them, cause they're kind of the exact same reason as Bull. I am going to go all the tanks, almost all of them. But another brawler that counters him, this one will seem very, very surprising. It's gonna be Nani. So the reason why Nani counters Edgar is just because Edgar is so squishy, and she could two-shot him from far away if he wants to get on top of the Nani. Same thing there. He could also use the super to teleport on the Edgar. She could also teleport away. Yeah, she's going to be really good, especially, yeah, even with the bow totem, that's going to really counter Edgar. Just as long as the bow is defending. But yeah, the Edgar, it's going to be really tough for an Edgar to kill a Nani. This might be the last one. I'm thinking of these as we go. But this one is, I say this every time that it's going to be surprising, but I'm not so sure if it is. But this one is going to be, actually, well, it's very, very surprising. It's going to be Dynamike. So you guys are probably going to turn off this podcast since you just heard what I said. But no, Dynamike is actually going to be not too bad against Edgar, just because of his jumping ability, where he could run away like that. Another ability that is really good is he's a thrower, so he could hide behind a wall. And then his gadgets, if you don't have any of these gadgets, don't play Dynamike at low trophies. with an Edgar. You don't want to be in the same match with an Edgar without any of these gadgets. I would prefer the stunning one, just because if once you stun the Edgar, it's over for the Edgar. He just gets melted down so quickly. And yeah, and the other gadget, he could just run away so easily, especially since this new buff. If he could just get two shots off the Edgar, that's 240 damage. And 240 damage, that's a lot of damage. And then, like, one more attack, it's over for him. I know about the movement speed increase after he uses his super. But yeah, the gadgets kind of counter that. The Dyna Jump also kind of does. Even if you're bad with Dyna Jump, I would actually go with Dyna Jump against Edgar, just because the Demolition is not going to help out too much. Actually, maybe go Demolition, because it could one-shot the Edgar, having to shoot him one more time. But yeah, Dynamite's gonna be pretty good against Edgar. So that's going to wrap it up for today. I just want to remind you that these weren't in an order or a specific order. Yeah, these are just all the brawlers that I think will really counter Edgar. So far, I think Edgar is a really good brawler. I enjoy playing him. And yeah, that's going to be it. It seems like he counters a lot of brawlers, and he has a lot of counters. So, yeah, make sure to use these brawlers, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.